Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A truck bomb exploded Thursday at a gas station south of Baghdad, killing at least 70 people. Many of the dead are people who were traveling back home after taking part in a Shiite holiday in Karbala. Authorities suspect the Islamic State group was behind the attack. The French news agency reports at least 7 buses were parked at the station in the village of Somali as the bomb went off. The United Nations says time is running out for the 275,000 inhabitants of eastern Aleppo whose food stocks are depleted. The UN warns people will starve if aid convoys are not allowed into the city soon. Repeated requests by the United Nations to send aid convoys have been refused by one or more of the warring parties. But Special Advisor to the UN for Syria, Jan Egeland, says there are hopeful signs that all necessary approvals may soon be forthcoming. Turkish warplanes were put on emergency standby Thursday after Turkey accused the Syrian government of carrying out an airstrike on Turkish troops. The Turkish troops were operating near the town of Al-Bab, northeast of Aleppo in northern Syria. The attack left 3 soldiers dead and 10 wounded. Western diplomats expressed concern the airstrikes mark a dangerous turn of events in the 5-year-long Syrian conflict. European Union lawmakers called Thursday for a temporary halt to membership talks with Turkey because of the way the Turkish government has responded to July's failed coup. The European Parliament condemned what it called the repressive measures taken in Turkey since the failed coup. This is VOA News.